Sonny, how you doing this afternoon?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Fantastic, you know? Yeah.
I'm blessed, man, to be able to talk to you today, man. A great R&B singer in the game out here in the streets, man. It's a pleasure to talk to you. How's life going for you for 2025?
Everything is good, man. You know, I'm still here, you know, moving around. I touch my toes and all that good stuff.
I'm with that for sure. And I'm with you coming through to Kansas City Thanksgiving weekend when a woman's fed up the stage play at the Kansas City Music Hall. I got to ask you, Lenny, how did you get involved with this project?
Well, my good friend Nate Tarver is the producer of the play, and he called me and introduced me to David Payton, who is the writer of the play, and got involved and super excited about it.
Yes, yes, yes. Now tell me about, for those who don't know much about the play, tell me about your character a little bit and how much is it involved in this play coming up?
Well, I play the part of Attorney Stone, and my claim to fame is that I've never lost a case. And so, you know, I'm kind of full of myself and, you know, doing my thing. And one of my clients gets caught up in a conundrum and, you know, I'm Johnny on the spot to try to help him out.
That, you can't relate to that character at all in real life, can you, Lenny?
Oh, yeah. I've been in a few snares. Hey, 80 years old. I got a couple good lawyer friends. Yes.
Yes, yes, a little bit, just a little bit about that. How great is it to work with somebody like Shirley Murdock on stage? Because she's another great singer as well, very talented.
Yeah, this is about the fourth play that Shirley and I have done together.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Matter of fact, we've been husband and wife in about two plays. So my wife always, calls Shirley my stage wife. And and so we always have a good time with that. But so Shirley and I have been in, I think we've probably been about four or five of different plays. And, she's a spectacular. I love to stand on the side of the stage and listen to her sing. Shirley, you know, she came up with Roger and Zap, you know. And,
yes.
They're, you know, so Shirley, she can get to the theater and she can run all the lines for the sound, do the lights, sing, act, whatever. So, you know, so a lot of times I want to do a sound check. And if Shirley does her sound check, I say, I don't need one because whatever Shirley got, I can live with. But yes, she's fantastic.
Man, always great on stage. We got Lenny Williams right here. When a Woman's Fed Up is coming through the town at the Kansas City Music Hall Thanksgiving weekend. Lenny, you've been on stage performing plenty of places, always been on stage performing. Is it different when you're doing as far as stage plays? Do you come with a different energy when you're acting on stage or are you treated just the same?
Well, I think you do come with a different energy because a lot of what you're doing, you're relying on other people, you know, singing. I'm just up there, you know, by myself, doing my thing. If I'm doing a track, you know, then I'm really by myself. Or if I'm doing with a band, I'm the only one singing, you know, so I'm in control of everything. If I forget a line or whatever, you know, I can, you know, do whatever I got to do to make it work. With acting, you're doing your thing and then you're kind of supporting the person that you're interacting with on the stage because you guys need each other. And so, it's a different mindset for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. What do you want people to walk away from leaving the theater when they come see the play When a Woman's Fed Up? What do you want everybody, what do you want them to be feeling when they leave?
Well, I want them to feel like they got their money's worth, like they want to see it again. You know what I mean? Yes. Like you got that movie at the house, you know what I'm saying, on that DVD or, you know, on one of them stations where you can tape it or whatever and go back and watch it again. The play, I tell people all the time, don't wear anything too tight because you might get laughing and bust a button, you know what I'm saying? And then you'll be calling us up talking about, sending us your alteration bill. And then you might want to bring a little tissue because there's a couple scenes in there that might make you want to sniffle a little bit. So it's an exciting place. I want people to feel like they got their money's worth, that they've been entertained, and the sincerity of the play that the actors and the whole cast, the crew, everything just gave 100%.
Yes, yes. Make sure you get your information at kprs.com. There's actually two shows. So there you go. If you want to see two shows that day, pull on up and do that at the Kansas City Music
Hall. Oh, yeah. You can just go hit rewind and come on, stay on in there. Yeah.
I love that, Lenny, and also appreciate your time hanging out with me this afternoon. Are you on social media? Can they follow you and, you know, so they can get up on your, especially if they don't know about your great career in singing. They better learn about you before they pull up at the music hall.
Yes, most definitely. Yeah, the real Lenny Williams on Facebook, on what is it? Netflix, not Netflix. What is that? I don't know. All that stuff.
Instagram.
All,
yeah, right, yeah. Twitter.
Right. Instagram. You can name it. Twitter or X or all that stuff. I'm on all of it. Yes.
Find you on Netflix one day, though. Watch, Lenny. We'll find you on Netflix one day soon.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Right. Hey, I got something coming up on Netflix as well. Right. I did a little short movie going to be coming out pretty soon. Oh, cool. So I'm super excited about that as well.
See,
yeah.
There we go. Lenny is not quitting, and I appreciate your time, Lenny. Thank you very much, and look forward to seeing all the success coming through in Kansas City, November 29th.
I'm looking forward. Yes.